This is a Fox News alert. New charges in the New York City subway attack on Lisa Brady. The man accused of opening fire on a subway train in Brooklyn yesterday is now charged with a federal terror offense for attacking a mass transportation system. And he's in custody.
Moments ago, Frank Robert James was stopped on the street and arrested by members of the New York City Police Department. Officers, in response to a Crime Stoppers tip, stopped Mr. James at 1:42 p.m. at the corner of St. Mark's Place and First Avenue in Manhattan.
NYPD Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell says James was arrested without incident after hundreds of detectives scoured security video to track and locate him. A U-Haul truck he rented in Philadelphia had been found yesterday, three blocks from a subway station where he was seen entering on video before the attack. The motive for the attack remains under investigation, including social media posts complaining about homelessness, New York City, and the mayor. The New York Post reports James had said he was full of hate and had been diagnosed with a mental illness. The White House just announcing a lot more aid for Ukraine. Fox's Jared Halpern is live in Washington.
President Biden is authorizing another $800 million worth of weapons, artillery, and helicopters for Ukraine. The announcement followed a near one-hour phone call between President Biden and Ukrainian President Zelensky. President Biden says the assistance will contain highly effective weapon systems already provided and new capabilities tailored to the wider assault Russia is expected to launch in eastern Ukraine. This week, the president described Russia's invasion of Ukraine as a genocide. Lisa.
Jared, California has a new roadmap for phasing out gas-powered cars. A state panel out with a plan that calls for tripling sales of electric vehicles in the next 4 years to 35% of all new car purchases. Last year, about 12% of cars sold in the state were zero emission. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Texas governor follows through on a threat to bus migrants from the southern border to the nation's capital.
A chartered bus paid for by the Texas taxpayer pulled up to the corner of North Capitol and Louisiana streets and offloaded 23 illegal migrants, 19 males, 4 females, and 2 small children. We had a chance to speak to 2 groups of the migrants that came off. None of them were from Mexico. One group was from Nicaragua. Some of their family members were here to greet them. They were all smiles, both the family members and some of the migrants that came off the bus. We also spoke to a group of young men from Venezuela. Many of them pledged to work hard. I asked them, you know, what are you going to be doing? They said they would take any job. They'll clean hotel rooms. They'll bus tables. They'll do whatever it takes.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in D.C. The White House has criticized the busing as a publicity stunt and questioned the state's authority to do it. Texas officials have said they have to act because the federal government is not. Thousands of residents are now wildfire evacuees in south central New Mexico. Crews battling a wildfire that's burned at least 150 homes, fanned by hurricane force wind gusts. Russia's war in Ukraine leads to a legal fight against an American streaming giant.
Netflix is facing a lawsuit from Russian subscribers suing the streaming service for suspending local service following the country's invasion of Ukraine, according to Deadline. The streamer stopped service and all acquisitions of Russian-generated content. This led to a Russian law firm launching a class action suit against Netflix with the District of Moscow. The firm released a statement which read, "The reason for the lawsuit was a violation of Russian users' rights due to Netflix's unilateral refusal to provide service in Russia. The subscribers are looking for 60 million rubles, which is around $724,000 in compensation. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
An hour to the close on Wall Street, the Dow's up 262. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.